local talk jock Howie Carr. He'll just be another lost voice.
Are we to look at this as an end of an era in Boston?
He has no place to go. AM talk is just too dumb. I mean, it's too tedious and repetitive.
And this is just, you know, one more indication of how outrageous he can be.
Here they are ripping me now, and I'm still here.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
And I'm still here.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're not in the Byrna Less Lethal Studio today. We are in JB Auto Care in Weymouth. And we're going to be here until 6 o'clock tonight. And I'm selling books, not just Mass Corruption, but also Paperboy. We got a new printing of Paperboys, and I am joined here by a number of listeners and fans. Give yourselves a hand. I am also joined here in the garage by Karen Reed's Lexus. There it is, right over there. Everyone has been taking pictures with it all day. Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care was kind enough to get the car all fixed up. And it's in mint condition, but it doesn't have an electronic system in it. I mean, you could drive it around, but sooner or later you're going to need something electronic, and you're going to run into a problem. So the state police wrecked it. The investigative unit wrecked it and then gave it back to them a couple of years later, you know, after it had become a nest for rats and all that. We'll talk with Bill about it at the bottom of the hour. But it really does look beautiful now. It looks nice. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Give Bill a round of applause for fixing it up.
Now, is this a reverse image of the car we're looking at, or is this...
Yeah, I know. You know, people have been complaining all day coming in here, and they say, I want a reverse image of myself with the car.
Halfway through the show, we'll turn it around.
Yeah, Yuri is not here. Yuri is on duty in Framingham at the general headquarters. If Yuri wants to come down and show us how to take reverse pictures of it like they did in the Canton PD Sallyport that night, that's the way we're going to have to do it. But it's great to be here. And Mike Keneally, the candidate for governor, he stopped by. He said, give him a round of applause. It's people have been coming in and out and buying books and everything, but this is about as big a gathering of Republicans as you're going to get in Norfolk County during business hours. And here's someone from the Republican committee in Milton is nodding agreement, but it's not a Republican county. It used to be. That was Frank Bellotti from Quincy. His defining political moment was the race for district attorney in 1958. They were still having to, you know, get out those votes in those Yankee towns like Canton. You know, Canton was a Yankee town before busing, and it's the whole place has changed, and now it's changed again. But I'm glad to be here. I love being in this is a great area for the Howie Carr Radio Network, and it's great to be here. And I'm here. I've been talking with people from the old days. You know, I have in my book Mass Corruption. I mentioned Bill Delahunt. You know, and two people have mentioned Bill Delahunt coming through the line here in the last hour, and I'm sure more people could have, but you don't hear that name very often anymore, Delahunt. But he was two district attorneys ago, and Meatball is now, it was preceded by Keating, and Keating was preceded by Delahunt, and it just gets passed down through the ranks. But anyway, it's great to be here, and please come on down. We got plenty of we still got plenty of tail light right there. It is tail, only one per customer. Are there any Jersey Mike's gone?
Sold out.
Sold out. The Jersey Mike's are gone. We had free. If you bought two books, you got a Jersey Mike free sub. But they're all gone. But come on down. You can get a book for Christmas. I'll be glad to sign it. A piece of tail light, and you can have your picture taken with the car, with the SUV, and it's we're inside here. We're warm. It's warm. You don't have. You don't have to worry about anything, about any cold. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to mention one thing here. This was a, let me start with the funniest part of the day, and I guess it's funny. It's, you know, Jake Tapper, Democrat operative with Press Pass, he had another great moment yesterday. It's really astonishing that he would that he would say something like this. First of all, I thought we were supposed to be like a colorblind society, that, you know, it doesn't, you know, you're not, you know, they always say don't racially profile, right? You can't, that's like a cardinal sin. Yeah, and so they arrest this guy for the pipe bombing. Like everybody, I have my suspicions. Why did it take so long? Why did it take 4 years? And, you know, they were saying it, you know, at the press conference yesterday, that they had just sat on everything. But anyway, they finally made an arrest, and they brought in new eyes, which cops do sometimes in these kind of cases. So it's announced, and they got the mugshot of the guy. Not a mugshot. They took it off his mother's Facebook page, and they've got the picture, and it's up on the screen. And this is Jake Tapper at CNN yesterday. And you know what he looks like? He's a black guy, okay? I mean, again, you're not supposed to care one way or the other, but Jake Tapper is going to make a big deal out of it. You think about the race? Cut six.
The FBI finally announced that they had arrested a suspect. A suspect accused of planting pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device in interstate commerce and with malicious destruction by means of explosion.
A white man. You see, this story is going away very quickly. You know, it's kind of like the transgender shootings. They go away. You ever notice how fast they go away? They don't fit the narrative. And so they want, if it had been a MAGA guy, if it had been wearing a MAGA hat, you know, if they could have found like a Trump sign left over in the front yard, this would be the biggest story in America. But it's a black guy. This bail bonds company, I didn't understand that. Why would you would have a bail bond company in a Northern Virginia county that's controlled by for criminal purposes, by a Soros DA? There's no bail in Soros counties, you know, but his father had a bail bond company for illegal aliens. And he used Ben Crump, the father, the Brian Cole Sr. used Ben Crump, the lawyer for George Floyd and some of the other grifter outfits, racial arsonists, as his lawyer. So this is going to be given a good leaving alone. But, you know, what is it with saying that, you know, we always made jokes, you know, George Zimmerman, you know. His mother was from Peru, but he said, wait a second, why are you calling me a white man? They said, you're a white Hispanic. Aaron Hernandez, he was a good, solid, up from the streets Hispanic guy from Connecticut until he started killing people coming out of bars in Boston. Then he became, well, you know what he became? He became a white Hispanic, right? So now Brian Cole Jr. has apparently, this is the first time I've ever seen this, he's become a white black man. Right? I don't get it. I don't get it. But you know what? This isn't the first time this has happened. I think Grace had a cut earlier from Aaron Burnett. The guy came in, he's Tamura. He was from California. He was half black, half Asian or something. And they're saying, well, you can see, and he's walking in to shoot up the NFL headquarters. I think it was it was one of these things with the head injuries and all that, you know, one of those political shooting. And they got Aaron Burnett saying, as you can see, it's a white man obviously walking in. Well, that mistake was kind of understandable because you couldn't tell what he was. But the fact that you couldn't tell what he was, how was she able to tell what he was and then misidentify him just to make him a white guy? Why was he just coming in? And it's just, I don't know. It's just really amusing to me to see these people. They're flopping around. By the way, Netflix is looks like they're the front runners to buy Warner, and that's interesting because Netflix has no interest in CNN. If Netflix buys Warner Cable, CNN is going to be an orphan. So who's going to pick it up? Be interesting. It's good. I don't know if Paramount wants everything. They were going to take CNN as a loss leader, but it's going to be, I guess Paramount is going to try, the Ellisons are going to try, I assume they'll try to get the cousin Brendan Carr at the FCC and through Donald Trump to stop this deal. But I don't know how it's going to work out. Anyway, we're going to have a good time. Hey, if you're in the area, if you're in the Weymouth area, come on down. We would love to see you. JB Auto Care, and just put it into your GPS and come on down and get a book, get a piece of the real tail light, have your picture taken. Oh, look what we just got. So one of our minions just came, hold on, let me hold it up. Just came over from Fairview Road. Canton. Look at this. You know, this is just one day's growth. It's amazing how it just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's good. Canton, Massachusetts, we are right here in Norfolk County. They grow more taillight here in Norfolk County than anywhere in the country, despite being a semi-urban area. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. Okay, hold on. Okay. The holidays are here. Family travel and parties, and of course, the time when everyone seems to catch something. That is why I want to tell you about All Family Pharmacy. They make it easy to stay healthy and prepared without ever leaving your home. Just go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie. Order online, and a licensed physician reviews it. Once approved, your medication ships right to your door. Whether you're looking for ivermectin, antibiotics, or your daily maintenance medications, they have you covered. Everything is quick, safe, and private. With so much going around this time of year, it just makes sense to stay prepared. Take care of yourself and your family and save 10% with code HOWIE10. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and stay healthy this holiday season. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Look at this piece of taillight. I'm going to enter this in the Norfolk County Fair. 844. You know, they have Professor Pumpkin, the guy, the communist chemistry professor, in Lexington. He now lives in Wuhan, but he used to grow pumpkins. In that's in Middlesex County. In Norfolk County, this is what we grow. Red taillight. 844-500-4242. We are here at JB Auto Care in Weymouth, and we're having a great time. And come on down, get a book, get a piece of taillight, and we just got some great food here from Blondie's, where we're going to be tomorrow doing a book signing from 4 to 5, and it's a great new barbecue place in Walpole on Route 1. But if you get on down, you guys. A lot of seagulls here. I see them in the crowd. It's but we're gonna have to wait just a. Oh man, maybe we're not gonna wait very long. That looks good. All right, coleslaw. Okay. All right. Anyway, Today's poll question is brought to you by the launch of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Join me tomorrow, December 6th, at the Berna location at 236 North Broadway in Salem, New Hampshire, from 10 to noon. I'll be there with copies of Mass Corruption and Paperboy for sale and autographing them as well. You can get a piece of the taillight, too, if you come down. Take a look at all the Berna non-lethal pistol options and try out some of their state-of-the-art range. So, Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what's the worst thing Democrat operative Jake Tapper has ever said on CNN? The Steele dossier is real. Biden is sharp as a tack. COVID virus was not created by the Red Chinese. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. I am not a Democrat operative. Or Brian Cole Jr. is white.
I'm going to go with the omnibus one. I am not a Democrat operative.
That is in the lead at 32%. Second place, Biden is sharp as a tack at 28%. Third place, the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation at 15%. 11% for the Steele dossier, 9% for Brian Cole, 6% for COVID was not created by the Red Chinese.
Yeah, Brian Cole, though, that's a really good one. That's the faux pas of the year. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, I've mentioned this before, but you know what? You ever notice when Trump or the Republicans lose a court case, it's huge. It's the lead story for days sometimes. Do you remember the appeals court down in Texas that threw out the Texas redistricting, and the guy was such a Democrat partisan, the judge that wrote it, he didn't even let the judge write a dissenting opinion before he released it. Just threw out everything, and then they were all going, "Whoa, this means that we're going to take over the House because we're going to get the Texas will remain the same. The Republicans don't get those, and we're going to get to do California. So we're going to win. We're going to win." Huge stories everywhere. Huge stories. I guess you know where I'm going with this story. So the Supreme Court came out yesterday, and they said, you know what? That Texas redistricting, you may not like it, but it wasn't unconstitutional. We're going to let it stand. I saw if you could do AI, where did this story play on the average newspaper? Page 62. If they still had 62 pages in newspapers. As it was, it gets like a tiny little mention. That's it. Really amazing. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Howie. I got a little off-track here question. I spoke to somebody that her father was killed out of Norfolk County by a cop, and it's being covered up. She's going through hell. I'm just curious if you know anything about that.
I mean, you're going to have to kind of give me, I mean, there's a lot of people been killed by cops in Norfolk County. You know, I mean, it's going around. I mean, what town did this happen in?
I didn't want to pry. I was like, how many could there be by a car accident by a cop? It was an automobile accident. I don't know if I said that.
Well, I mean, the brother of the cop that the dead cop was found on, he killed somebody in Norfolk County and did time, and the voters of Canton decided to elect him to the select board as a reward. We call him Jailbird Chris Albert. Call back when you get some more information. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Berna Less Lethal Pistol Studio,
It's Howie Carr.
Today we're on the road, though. We're at JB Auto Care in Weymouth, and we're having a great time. Is everybody having a good time here? How's this food? What's not to love here? You know, you got books, my books for sale, real tail light. You can have your picture taken with Karen Reed's Lexus, which did not kill John O'Keefe, proven twice by a jury of her peers. And nice, warm, and this is a great place to get your car fixed. And joining us now is the owner of JB Auto Care, Bill Broussard, who's on the show once a month giving auto advice tips to people. Bill, thanks so much for opening the place up for us today. Give him a big round of applause. Got a nice crowd here today. Thank you. So, is his mic on? Sorry about that.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
Taylor was taking a break for a little food too, so we understand. Okay. So yeah, thank you for having us. This is a great place. You've had this place for a long time.
Yeah, we've been here since 2002.
Yeah. So the thing I will say is that the great thing about this, other than the service and the repairs, you're open on Sundays.
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week. We're here to serve you 7 days a week. We have free loaner cars. We got master technicians. So it's 7 to 6, 7 days a week.
That's really something. Yeah. And I think when Karen Reed sees her car, she's gonna really be impressed.
Yeah, she's gonna be impressed. I was nervous when I first got it. It was a mess.
Yeah. No, I remember. I was kind of hesitant to climb into it today when you were talking about the rat's nest and the mice year and all that stuff. But I mean, it looks pristine now.
Yeah, we really we put the dashboard back in. We put the radio back in. We know that doesn't work. I got to give a shout out to a couple people that helped me do this. The Ding Smith, there was a couple of dents in it. He took the dents out, and then
by Jameson or Jenja.
And then we cleaned dirty cars down in Pembroke. They came and actually detailed it for me when it was done. It was filthy. And you know how bad it smelled, and it smells great now. So, yeah, they did a great job.
They just had it in, the back of the parking lot, right, for 2 years?
I don't know if they had it inside or outside, but it had, probably an inch of dust on it. Yeah, so I think they kept it inside, if I was to guess at it.
So I asked you about this yesterday, but what's next with this thing? It still doesn't have an electronic system.
No, so the radio doesn't work. We know that. So it's $15,000 for a brand new radio.
People don't I don't think people understand that, and I certainly didn't understand it till you explained it to me. Why does it cost so much?
So it's unique to the car. It has it's called an infotainment system. It's AM, FM, satellite radio, has GPS in there, and it carries a lot of the information of the vehicle in there. So that's why they had to take the vehicle out. They had to extract data off it for speed and GPS.
Those masterminds, Trooper Paul and Jerry Mechanic, they were going over all this stuff with a fine-tooth hammer.
Yeah, but unfortunately, so they took it apart, and she was found to be innocent. And
twice.
They didn't put it back together. So now she's stuck with a $15,000 bill on the radio. So actually, Alan Jackson called me. He doesn't want her driving the vehicle, so he wants her to sell it. So we're going to facilitate that for her.
Yeah. So what it is you, it's not like the old days when you go down to a junkyard and pick up an old radio that someone had stolen out of somebody's car outside of a Red Sox game the prior night.
No,
right?
So it's actually VIN specific for the car.
Right.
So it's programmed for that particular vehicle. So you could not take one out of another 2021 Lexus and put in this one.
Yeah. And you can't go on online and just order a used one.
No, you can't do that.
So how long would it take to get it? I mean, if you had $15,000 to
well, even then, so it's on top of it, it's back ordered. So that could be weeks, months, years.
And who's handling the investigation? I mean, this really bugs me that they would do this to an innocent woman on top of everything else they did to her. What is, I mean, who is who in the state police or the DA's office or is anybody trying to deal with this?
And, yeah, I know Steve Buzang, the
attorney. He's the lawyer. Yeah, he's her
lawyer. He was spearheading that. I don't know who he was talking to there, but you know, someone's responsible for this.
Yeah. I know. And they don't want to take any responsibility.
No, they don't want to take responsibility.
And you know, I know they're still trying to get her phones and all that, you know, and that or open her phones for just for, you know, obsessive reasons. But they don't need the car. They're done with the car.
They're done with the car, yeah. They're done with that investigation.
Yeah. and they won't fix it.
Yeah, and you can see for yourself it there's minimal damage to the back there.
No, it would be good. I mean, it would be the car. I mean, I think it's going to be bought by a collector eventually.
I think so.
But if you just put it out just as a regular used vehicle, and you had the entertainment system, it would bring top dollar.
Yeah, standalone, it's probably worth about $70,000-$75,000. But you know, it might be a collector vehicle. So like the OJ vehicle resurfaced back in like 2018. I think it went for like $1.2 million. So if someone's looking for an investment.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep up with that. We'll let everybody know when 100%. The title comes in.
Yeah.
And we'll bring
J.J. Manning in. We'll do some auctions.
We'll follow. So where do people go if they need your services? And you can handle stuff from just the whole general area, right?
Oh, yeah.
The greater Boston area. Yeah.
So we're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, and it's 781-331-6068.
Okay, and what's the online address if they want to check out?
So it's www.jbautomotive.com.
jbautomotive.com. Yep. And again, there
you can make an online appointment.
And you guys are open seven days a week. That's really important, yep. I think. And do you have any, since we haven't done the appearance for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The weather's gotten colder. It's changed. Any words of advice for people?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you want to make sure you have a good battery. You know, batteries only last 5 years. Anything beyond that, you're kind of on borrowed time. So make sure your battery's strong. You know, service your vehicle, change your oil, make sure your tire pressure is correct. You know, maybe put a couple pounds more into the tires, you know, so you don't have that pesky tire light come on. You know, make sure your antifreeze is, you know, flushed out every few years so that's fresh. Other than that, these cars are pretty solid these days.
Yeah. You know, when I saw how cold it was today, I was thinking, oh, I hope that light doesn't come on.
We've
talked about that the last time we were on. It's always a pain.
Yeah.
When you said, I know how to fix cars, and it scares me when the light comes on.
Yeah.
It's just most of us don't
know
that.
It gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it is. We really appreciate you opening your doors today for us. This has been a really great remote. I mean, we're having a great time. We're going to keep having a good time, and it's a great place to come. And you do a great job. And it's really clean in here. You got everything clean.
Yeah, we keep it clean. It's like a surgeon's office. We're car doctors.
All right, Bill Broussard. Give Bill Broussard a hand.
Thank you. Thank you.
JB Auto Care in Weymouth. And we will be right back here in a couple of minutes. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. What is a niche? The dictionary defines a niche as a specialized segment of the market for a particular kind of product or service. Well, in the area of selling real estate, you would call J.J. Manning Auctioneers a niche in the real estate industry. For almost 50 years, J.J. Manning has sold real estate, but only through auction. Now they're going to sell a car. In the J.J. Manning auction arena, there are only cash buyers, and all of the weasel clauses are removed from the deal. That's because there are no negotiations, only concrete auction terms. Don't just list your property for sale because it's what your parents did. Set your property apart from the masses in this economy and list your property for an auction sale with J.J. Manning Auctioneers. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. In Massachusetts, all traditional listings are now required to allow for a home inspection. Luckily, real estate auctions are exempt from that requirement. Estates, businesses, families, builders, bankers, real estate brokers all work with J.J. Manning. The waiting is over when you schedule a J.J. Manning auction. On January 21st, 2026, we have a great commercial property on Washington Street, Route 103 in Claremont, New Hampshire. And many other listeners are signing up as we speak. If you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call J.J. Manning today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal. Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
I spent a lot of time in North Carolina when I was in college and just when I was out, and I love North Carolina pulled pork barbecue. And missed it when it came when I came up here, back here, and then they opened up East Coast Grill, and it was a great place in Inman Square. And then it went out of business, and I didn't know where to go. But there is a new place that's as good, if not better. It's better actually because there's better parking, and it's more convenient. You don't have to drive into the city. It's called Blondie's Barbecue. And it's in Walpole on Route 1, just north of Patriot Place. And it's in the old diner.
Red Wing Diner.
The Red Wing Diner. And it's just an amazing place. And it's just the food is fantastic. And it is the culmination of a decades-long obsession with American barbecue and culture by Pete, who's right beside me, the owner. This passion ignited a desire to bring the authentic flavors and traditions of Texas barbecue, bringing the true taste of slow-smoked meats to southeast New England. But not just Texas, but all of the southern barbecue types. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Blondie's Barbecue for just $25. Visit HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Limit 3 per order and no refunds. And tomorrow we'll be bringing our book tour to Blondie's Barbecue in Walpole from 4 to 5. And if you're in that area, I would suggest you come on down. Not just get a book, but just check out Blondie's Barbecue. It's fantastic. And you know, I'm glad you brought the turkey because I had you in mind. I'm a steak guy on Thanksgiving. I'm not a big turkey fan, but if turkey tasted like that on Thanksgiving, I'd order it every time. It's fantastic. It's smoked turkey.
Thank you, Howie. Yes, it's smoked turkey breast. We brine it for 24 hours, then we put it on our specialized offset all wood. We use red oak smokers, smoke it just till it's done, and then we have a little spice blend, a little citrus butter on it, etc.
It's a real surprise. I mean, I guess we're probably getting out about how good it is.
It is. Brisket and ribs are what we're already known for, but the turkey is coming up fast.
Yeah. It's going to get good word of mouth. I'm sure everybody who's had it here this afternoon has a good feeling. You also brought up some ribs for everybody.
I did, yeah. Those are our kind of full pork spare ribs, also our special rub. We smoke them on the smoker. They take about 6-7 hours, and they're bigger than the typical baby backs that you see around. They're super meaty, juicy.
Yeah, we went down there last summer when you were opening up and you showed us all the smokers. I hope you got those online to show people. it's amazing.
I do. They're on the website. You can see blondiesbarbecue.com, and they're on our Instagram and Facebook pages. They are definitely unique to the region. They are what's called offset smokers. They're old propane tanks that have a firebox mounted, welded to the end, so there's no gas. Electricity, rotisserie. It's just the wood fire and a tall smokestack pulls the heat and the smoke through the chamber to cook the meats. It's very unique, very authentic, takes a lot of time when it's, 15 degrees out today? Maybe not.
I hadn't even thought about that.
it's a bit of a commitment, but we think that the end product is worth it.
And in your barbecue is your pork barbecue. That's what I would say, barbecue, pork barbecue.
Right.
It's fantastic as well.
Yeah, thanks. Obviously, Texas barbecue is more maybe known for brisket and ribs. The pulled pork shoulder, we have that on as well, and we actually have kind of a North Carolina vinegar sauce with it. So I think the next time you're there,
I've had some. We've been the mailroom manager and I have been back a few times to get there. But I love the pulled pork barbecue, and you got the side dishes too. You got an amazing potato salad. Everything in there is just super high class.
Yeah, thanks. We really focus. I think, a lot of barbecue places, the sides can be kind of an afterthought. We've kind of flipped it around and tried to really focus on those. Potato salad, we have the traditional shells and cheese, campfire beef.
Those are good, too. My grandkids love those.
That's right.
I mean,
they'll
just eat that till the cows come home.
The campfire beans have brisket in them. We have collard greens. We have a beet salad that's a little bit unusual with sesame and ginger dressing. And so, all this stuff is meant to complement the meat.
It's really good, and it's there are a few barbecue places around the area, but this yours is just it's head and shoulders above
the
rest of them.
Thank you so much.
And you got the regional beers too.
We do. We have a nice selection of craft beers, and we actually have our own logoed, our own being made for us, Blondie's beer made by Castle Island Brewing, which is only about a mile and a half up Route 1. They're making it just for us.
Oh, that's great. You got Lone Star.
Oh, we have Lone Star as well. How could you not?
Which ain't Lone Star anymore, really. But I told you, you get Shiner. You get Shiner in there yet?
Yeah,
you
got to
get Shiner in there. That's a real Texas beer. And it's just a really great place. And, if you know the old Red Wing Diner. And the dessert, and the mailroom manager says the desserts, the brownies, it's good. If the doctor says you need an extra 10,000 calories a day, just order one of the brownies.
Right, if a plate of brisket and shells and cheese doesn't do the trick. Some double chocolate brownies, or we have these little mini cherry cheesecakes, any of that would do the trick.
Yeah, it's just a great, great place, and I think tomorrow, if you haven't checked it out, it's the old Red Wing Diner, and it's a good location, just in general. It's a place where people have been enjoying food for 80 years, probably.
Since the 30s.
Yeah. So it's a good place. There's plenty of parking, and it's easy to get to. And just come on down. We'll be there from 4 to 5 signing books, and we'll have tail light and all that stuff. But you gotta get down there and try out the food.
Looking forward to it.
It's gonna be great. And right now you can go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and you can get a $50 gift card to Blondie's Barbecue for just $25. HowieCarShow.com, click on store and go to Blondie's Barbecue. We got other stuff too in the store. From yesterday, some cheap bastard deals as well, or you can order a book. Come on down tomorrow to Blondie's, and it's just a great place. And you're back. People may know some of our listeners may know you from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Yes, my wife and I have been running the cafe and catering service at the Gardner Museum for over 23 years. So this was a little fun side project.
Yeah, I mean that's the kind of place. It's a really good restaurant, but it's got museum food. It's for the people who like to go to museums on a regular basis. I'm not saying that in a negative
way.
That's
absolutely accurate. And the barbecue that we're doing, I mean, it's night and day.
Yes, night and day. It's for me, the barbecue is the day. and it's just great. And again, I can't recommend it highly enough. And it's great to it's great to order too for football games.
Yeah,
the Patriots are doing well. It's great to just order a
that's
platter.
Right. We have platters of ribs, pulled pork, sausage, whatever you like. You can order it online, pick it up, go up to the tailgate.